Welcome to today's Word of Life study. Devotionals to shine a light in the lives of believers and strengthen belonging to Jesus. Published by Grace Communion International, UK and Ireland.
God is love. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. 1 John 4:16 NKJV. John also writes, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." 1 John 4:7, 8. Our human minds can struggle with this selfless, sacrificial, and unconditional love. It is the love of God who has loved us from everlasting to everlasting and called us according to his loving kindness. And he loves us with the same love which he bestowed upon his Son Jesus. John 17:23. I can only stand in awe and wonderment. This love was demonstrated by sending his own Son to die. The Lord Jesus himself manifested it through the most excruciating death on the cross for the joy that was set before him to give us eternal life. Hebrews 12:2. This love was shared by the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit throughout eternity, when only God existed. Because God is love, he purposed to share this love with us, who he created from the dust of the ground, in his likeness and in his image. Genesis 1, 26-27. God's love is inexhaustible. Its height, depth, width and length we may comprehend through Christ dwelling in our hearts through faith. Ephesians 3, 17-18 NIV. And we are to be rooted and grounded in this love, which is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, so that we can reciprocate the love of God who loved us first. We demonstrate this by loving God with all our heart, mind, soul and strength, and loving our neighbours as we love ourselves. In his letter to the Church of Corinth, the Apostle Paul wrote much about the application of this principle of love in our everyday Christian life. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it's not proud. It does not dishonour others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. 1 Corinthians 13, 4-5. This is a life to which we are called as the body of Christ. Prayer. Abba, Father, thank you for loving us with such deep love. Help me to love you with all my heart and to love others with that same love. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We hope you enjoyed today's Word of Life. It was presented by Rachel Montgomery and written by Natu Moti, who is the Deacon of the Birmingham Church at Grace Communion International.